This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Coming up at 4:30, Doug Peterson. An awesome interview with Doug Peterson about his time with the Eagles, about Brandon Graham, about what he's up to now. So we'll hit you with that Doug Peterson interview in a half an hour. And before we get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report, and I hate to do this because when I was program director, I would actually hate, I would yell at the host at WFAN for doing this. But I can't, my eyes can't escape it. And Ike, I know you're going to love talking about it as well. Mm-hmm. I just saw a tweet. And it did come yesterday. I just didn't see it. It's a tweet from LeBron James.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wow.
I did not see it.
Unfortunately, because of my knee injury I sustained at the end of the season, I won't be able to attend the Met Gala in New York tonight, as so many people have been asking and congratulating me on.
What are they congratulating
I have
for?
No idea.
What is the Met Gala?
Well, it's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
I understand it's a big deal, but what is it?
It's a big fashion gala.
Yeah, it's like a fashion gala.
Do they have dinner? Do they just walk around?
I assume there's food and drinks, you know?
A little cocktail hour?
Yeah,
I would imagine that, yeah.
But I was like, is it they raising money? Is it just a thing to...
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's for the
Illuminati?
No, the Met. I'm sure it's to raise money for the museum. The Met, the museum.
Oh, that's a thing?
Yes. I would assume that's what it's for.
All right.
Yeah. I don't know.
What is everyone asking him and congratulating him on? Missing the Met Gala? Having a knee injury nobody cares about?
A great year.
I will say Savannah was there.
Yes, that's what he says at the end of the tweet.
Savannah was there.
Yes, his queen. His queen.
Nice.
Yeah. Looking fine.
Oh, really?
After he had to go back at Kevin Gates. Kevin Gates got in that thing.
Yeah.
I don't know it.
Yeah, it's...
Okay.
That was a whole thing with...
Yeah. LeBron, like
Kevin Gates, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's right, yeah.
Let's get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Jackie Baseball.
Come on, man, two phones? I think that's his song. I'll have to look it up.
I don't know any of his music.
Yeah. All right. A lot of important stuff in the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. One, we are debuting a new feature in the Jackie Baseball Report because we have to honor someone who is having such a remarkable year. And we have to honor someone that is just, frankly, taking the league by storm. And it's so hard not to talk about it every single time because of what he is doing at the plate. Ike and Spike and our listeners, I present to you the Alec Bohm Home Run Tracker.
It's the Alec Bohm Home Run Tracker.
It's going,
yes!
And it is gone.
Yes!
Still nothing.
Yeah, I kind of figured I wouldn't like this.
Still nothing on the Alec Bohm Home Run Tracker.
323 Major League Baseball players have homered so far this year, Jack.
Wow.
Yes, 323.
Five qualified hitters without a home run left. That's it.
And do we know who the other four are?
It was Tommy Pham, who I know you guys are huge fans of. Joey Ortiz was on there.
Okay.
Who I know you guys are also big fans of. Jonathan India homered over the weekend, so I got that one's off the books.
Wow.
Either way, of qualified hitters, there's only
five left.
Only
who haven't
five
homered.
Left with Boehmer.
Wow. Yeah. I look forward. Are we going to do this every day, the Alec Boehm home run tracker?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it's such a remarkable start to the year.
Could you play it again?
It's the Alec Boehm home run tracker.
It's going, yes! And it is gone. Yes!
Yep.
There we go.
You know who I'm taking tonight for home runs?
I know.
6'5", 218.
Yep.
6'5", 218.
Third lowest home runs per plate appearance by someone over 6'5".
Oh, there you go.
Or 6'5" and over.
There you go.
Yeah, it's going well.
Yep.
Now, number one is Joe Mauer. He's in the Hall of Fame. So,
well.
We're not done yet.
Yeah,
not,
he was an excellent defensive player, though, Joe
Mauer. And he
Mauer.
Was won an MVP.
Oh. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Boehm's an excellent defensive player.
Yeah.
Well,
easy over there. Yeah. I mean, it's not exactly rolling.
Yeah. You have the Nola back. Relax.
Yeah. Well, the Nola Boehm's Hill's heating up, man.
Hold on. Boehm's been hitting the ball pretty well lately, too.
He's still hitting.
You guys are just hung up on home runs.
Wow.
220 compared to 130.
Well, his on base percentage is like 245.
And I think he's.
Yeah, it takes time to climb back up there.
I think he's at.
Yeah, you don't go from 130 to 290 in 2 weeks.
You're right. I do think he's at 35 plate appearances without an extra base hit. So we're on that watch as well.
Yep.
Did he not have a big hit the other day to drive in a game time run?
He drove in a run.
He did.
Well, then point out the positives.
Wait, listen, we tell both sides here.
Yep. Why not? Don't sound like it.
Yep.
It does not sound like it.
It's the Alec Boehm home run tracker.
It's going, yes! And it is gone. Yes!
There you go.
Crickets. Lot of buzz about Auto Kemp too, and now I don't see
Auto.
Whatever.
Auto Kemp.
Whatever. Auto. Whatever.
Auto.
Just say Auto, man.
No, it's bad. It's turning into my new Bengals or whatever idiots call it.
There's OTTO and AUTO.
I can't help that I'm from here. Okay. What do you want me to do? But the problem with Boehm thing, like I know because people are like, well, just bring up Auto Kemp and start him at third base. Like my issue with that is. Sure, I think if there was no human emotion, you could do that. But it'd be like benching Carson in 2020 for Jalen. If you just like, all right, we're gonna bring up Auto Kemp, he's gonna play at third base. I know.
Can I
maybe
ask,
they get to a point where they would do it? But also last year they let Castellanos essentially just figure it out for 2 months.
Well, okay, two questions. One. Where is Auto Kemp as a prospect? Is he a highly thought of prospect, or is he just a guy?
No, like I don't want to get people's hopes to think he's a star, you know, because he was an undrafted player in now it's 2020, so there's only 5 rounds, I believe.
Okay,
but it's not like he's supposed to be a corner piece.
Okay,
now he's
cornerstone. You mean?
Same thing.
No,
did everyone get the point?
Yeah.
No one. No one's
right.
Driving around confused I say corner piece.
Okay.
Man, you are just on everything I say. It's like, oh, that's Jack an idiot today.
Shut up, Buzz.
Yeah. So I don't I think he's going to be a quality major league player, but it's not like Howard in 2004 or whatever with Jim Thome blocking him.
Here's the thing: just wait till after the trade deadline because they're going to trade Boehm. Yeah.
Well, maybe.
He's going to be gone.
Maybe. Speaking of prospects, I don't think Andrew Painter's going to the bullpen. This is a pretty strong quote from Dave Dombrowski. Painter is not going to pitch out of the bullpen.
Well, yeah, that's strong.
He's not built to do that. He's a young pitcher, a starting pitcher. There's also an adjustment phase to do something like that. We're building him up. He's just too good of a prospect.
Well, there it is. So it's got to be Ranger.
Well, Taiwan's in there now.
Well, yeah, but I would... Well... How many starts does Ranger get? 3?
Yeah, I'd say 5. I'm not going to pull the plug on him in 3 starts, I don't think.
Well, they already lied about the 6-man rotation thing. That thing didn't happen. Remember, that was going to happen. Mm-hmm. That didn't happen. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're doing the solid by Ranger, knowing that he's a free agent, as good as he's been as a starter. But, like, Ranger for 2 innings at his relief, I feel confident in.
Yeah.
I don't feel confident at all in Taiwan 2 innings of relief.
At all.
Yeah. I'd just rather have him start at this point.
And Taiwan's not a bullpen raiser.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Ranger is.
Ranger could be.
Yep.
Could be, theoretically. So we'll see. They have a lot of starting pitching depth, that's for sure.
I was going to say, this something doesn't... There's no way they use all these starting pitchers, right? You got to trade one of them.
Package Ranger with Boehm?
I mean, maybe.
Right?
Ranger, I think, could be moved to the deadline. If he's around now, he's going to get better than he did.
Boehm?
the bone throwing. Bone throwing. So a couple of like quick things here. I mean, the Phils Rays tonight, looking forward to it. I got leading off. The Phils are 6-9 on the road, so they've figured it out at home. They've won three straight series, but need to obviously figure it out on the road. Wheeler's on the mound tonight versus Drew Rasmussen. Pretty good stuff, but more of a five-inning pitcher than a guy that can go deep.
Rasmussen.
Whatever. Rasmussen.
He's off today.
It's either one of those.
Yeah, I had to look at it. I'm like,
well, it's spelled Mussen, but it might be Moosen. They're playing at Steinbrenner Field, who has allowed the fourth most home runs in baseball this year at the minor league park. So
in Tampa.
In Tampa.
Yankees so, minor league park in
it's
Tampa.
It's a good day for Dinger Tuesdays.
Maybe Bomer. Hold on. Do we need to hear it again?
It's the Alec Bohm home run tracker.
It's going. Yes! And it is gone. Yes!
He's got to not hit a home run for at least a week so this bit can stay on. Because as soon as he hits a home run,
even though
it's
Ike
over.
Wants it to be gone already.
Yep. I can see it.
See, I'm cool with it. Okay. You guys the one who wanted to be a home run hitter. The guy's never been a home run hitter.
Just wanted him to hit one.
No, because if he only hits one, then he didn't hit five.
Well, that's a good point.
But so, you can't get the five without hitting one.
If he's a home run hitter, he's not.
Let's start with one.
So speaking of the Xfinity Mobile Arena.
Xfinity Mobile Arena.
And one of this on the record. You're never allowed to change the name of the Link or Citizens Bank Park. You can change the name of that arena
well,
all you want.
Well, they're both sponsorships.
I know. Yeah. Guess what? For life.
I don't think the Link is going anywhere anytime soon.
We can't change the names.
Well, but it's Lincoln Financial.
It would be.
Like, if they got a new sponsor.
I know. They can't, though.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, where the Eagles are right now, I'd be surprised if anybody wants to depart partnership with the Eagles.
I don't know. I don't have any idea how long those deals are. Those are usually 10-year deals, I think. So I wonder when those are
That would be a real
shift. CBP has been CBP the whole time,
right? Oh, yeah. 04.
The whole time, yeah.
For eternity.
Sponsor talk.
Yeah, sponsor talk. That's right. Yep. That's what we do. We just talk sponsors. And then I was thinking about this off of our conversation about 17 versus 24 with the Eagles, right? Yep. Because I think there's one facet that says, well, you know, the first one was special and, you know, not enough times passed before that really ramped back up for 2024.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Enough time has passed now between like, oh, I know there's a whole generation that has that didn't understand the 2008 team, but there's not that we kind of just one thing, right, with the Phillies, with 2008.
Yeah.
Because then there's a little bit of that with the 17 Eagles, where it's like, well, we just won. I know.
Which makes 24 a little
maybe
less.
Maybe doesn't hit the same.
Because we just won.
Like, if that was our first Super Bowl 24, it's like, oh, my God, the best thing ever. Or even
sure,
if there was like 10 years.
Yeah.
But there's enough time passed. With the Phillies, right? I mean, even though 2008 doesn't feel that long ago. It was
17 years
17
ago.
Years ago
there
now?
There you go, math guy.
Well, whatever. It's quick math on the top of your head.
Yeah.
There's a whole generation.
For you.
Yeah.
It does feel that long ago.
It doesn't to me. It doesn't feel that long ago to me. Well, maybe it's because I didn't have to talk every day about the Phillies on the radio a lot of those years. I'm sure it would have felt
like
that. A lot
of tough years talking Phillies. It was like a decade.
Odubel Herrera, Michael Franco seasons in there.
I know. Yeah. And the videos are getting grainier and grainier the more that you go back and look at the 08 team. It's like watching a European basketball prospect.
Yeah.
Like, that's the... But I think enough time has passed.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. The good report, Jackie Baseball. First pitch tonight, 7:05.
Yeah.
Good to have a nice 7:05.
Yes, absolutely.
We'll see what this
Oh my God, I'm going to get to watch the whole
stadium
game.
Looks like.
Yeah, minor league launching pad. Yeah.
I'm going to get to watch the whole game.
I know.
I've been 3.5 innings on the radio for the first. Now, obviously, I listen to the guys, but I'm going to be home in time for the game.
Wow. There you go.
The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Show the mom in your life how much she means to you this Mother's Day with a special gift with your purchase. Details at marks-jewelers.com. Which was the better QB season, Wentz in 17 or Vic in 2010?
Oh, that's easy. That's a landslide. Wentz in 17.
What do you think the number's at?
I'd go 75.
74.7.
Back.
There he is.
Back at it.
That's a good one. I'm glad I have 25% with me on Vic.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
I love that season. 215-592-9494. It's not an anti-Wentz thing. It is a pro-Vic that season
thing. Yeah,
sure. No. It really is. I'm telling you.
I enjoyed the season too, by the way. I enjoyed 2010.
The Vic season was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP.
Hey, Spike. Ike and Jack.
What's up, Dom?
What's up, Tasty Cake?
Ike, I went out of my comfort zone today for the first time ever. I called the midday show.
Ooh.
Hold on, Dom.
Don't like that at all.
Well, I felt compelled, Spike. I was going to the doctor's, and the young fellow on there, Kyle, was on a rant that all Sixers fans are compelled to root for the Boston Celtics.
No.
I'm rooting for them in that series.
You're rooting for the Celtics?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I hate the Nets.
There's no way I can root for the Celtics.
Is what it is. I would say
I can't root for the Knicks either, but I damn sure ain't rooting for the Celtics.
This is my personal plea to, and Tasty Cake Dom, you can rule however you want. Being surrounded by Knicks fans for 3 years changed my life. I hate them so much. I hate them more than any other fan in America. They are the sleaziest, grossest, smelliest, most obnoxious fans, most disillusioned fans in America. They win one game up there. They have another parade. They win every friggin' playoff game. I hate them, and I want them to suffer. And I actually am happy that the Knicks won last night because now they have a little bit of hope, and they're going to lose in 5 games. And it's going to, their tears. I was texting with Evan from FAN earlier because Evan hates Knicks fans too. That their tears are going to taste so much better to me. So it's not so much that I'm rooting for the Celtics, it's that I am rooting against the Knicks.
But Spike, as a Sixers, 60-year-old Sixer fan, the Knicks are nothing to me.
I hear you.
They've never been nothing to me. The Celtics have been in my way my entire life.
I hear you.
The Celtics have eliminated us 6 times in a row last time. Spike, how many times have you had your ear bent about us not getting out of the second round?
A million times.
Right?
Yes.
3 of those times were the Celtics.
I hear you.
3 times Embiid got beat by the Celtics.
I hear you.
Tasty Cake don't get fired up too often. Yeah, he's fired up right now.
I hear what you're saying. It's personal to you. I'm just saying that this one's personal to me.
To the end.
I hear you.
Till the end of time.
I hear you.
Number one end.
I hear you.
I love it.
But just as a, so I called that show to be competitive.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they were very respectful, respectful to me. And it was a little ego. They recruited me.
They did what?
They tried to recruit him to this.
Joe at the end of the call said, "Would love to." Love to hear you call again, Jason.
Dude, they are unbelievable.
Well, that was a nice thing to say.
You could either be the show or the show next to the show.
I'm going to tell you what we better start doing, fellas. We better start being nicer to our callers.
Or we're going to start setting up rules. There's two ways this can go.
Or we're going to have to fight the midday show. I think that's...
I'm happy to do that. Yeah. I can take you.
Yes.
Ike, where am I at?
Oh, you're right here. No, you with us, big dog. No, you with us. Yeah. No, you're right here in the afternoon. I'm not so worried about you as much as I am some of these other callers that can kind of be lured in by Giglio and Hugh Douglas.
Well, because Giglio's so friendly. But underneath the surface, there's an evil man.
Oh, Giglio's a terrible guy. I was actually, this is a true story. I was out walking with Giglio about 6 months ago out on Market Street.
You went walking with Giglio?
Yes. He saw a six-year-old kid came up to him and said, "Oh, hi, mister." Giglio kicked him right in the face.
Wow.
Six-year-old kid.
Not right in the face.
Yeah. Kicked him in the face.
With those orthopedic shoes?
Yes. And the mom was like, "What are you doing?" And he's like, "He looked at me wrong. Just kept walking." It happened.
That's right. Joe's a bad guy.
He's a bad guy.
He was respectful.
Right? You know. Fair enough.
Just on classic moments of your show, one of the greatest moments ever was when Elliot is telling Merrill that Reggie White is not on his Mount Rushmore. Ike, man, your reaction, you're covering your face.
Facial expression, yes.
It was awesome.
Forgot I was on video
awesome.
Still.
I mean, I'm so glad you guys are on YouTube.
Yeah, I forgot I was on video.
Because I wouldn't have missed that for the world because, first of all, I mean, I'm starting to feel a little bad for Elliot because he gets mopped up a lot.
Yeah, he asked for it.
Yeah, he's all right.
He asked for it.
Slapped him around a little bit.
Yeah, well.
Even Merrill got him.
Yeah, you should have seen Merrill's face when I said, you know, Merrill, he doesn't have Reggie White on his Mount Rushmore. And Merrill's eyes got huge. Couldn't believe it. Look, Merrill.
But you don't either, right? You don't have Reggie, right?
No, I do.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, we all do. We all got Reggie.
Yeah, everybody with common sense does.
Yep.
For me, Chuck Bednarik is before my lifetime. I'm going to make my Mount Rushmore my lifetime. That's fair, right?
Yep.
And in my lifetime, the two greatest Eagles in my lifetime are Reggie White and Brian Dawkins. So that's two spots. Mm-hmm. And then I got to go. Since I never thought I would see a Super Bowl, the two guys that gave me two of them, I got to go BG and Lane. That's my four.
So, you went BG and Lane.
So here's the only
thing. They're double rings.
Yeah.
They're double rings.
Yeah. Like,
now, anybody can do Mount Rushmore any way they want, but here is my counter to you saying of your lifetime. The problem is that's how you wind up with people like Elliot who don't put Reggie White on their Mount Rushmore.
Right.
Is because Elliot is only 37, so he never really saw Reggie. He didn't live through Reggie. And he's saying it's not why, but it's partially why, because nobody could have watched Reggie as an Eagle.
Yeah, it's definitely because he didn't watch
him. Which is why I put Bednarik on it, because I don't want to be like Elliot not putting Reggie on it.
Yeah, that's a fair point. That's a fair point.
You know?
But if, like, for me, if you saw Reggie White play, you cannot.
Yeah.
Just like on the Sixers thing, Moses wasn't here that long. Moses got to be on my Mount Rushmore. Mm. Got to be.
Yeah.
Because 83 was the most dominant season I ever saw a Sixer play.
I can't remember what yours was, Ike. So you would have AI.
I'd go AI. I'd go Wilt. Doc. I go Wilt. Who's that fourth man?
Joel.
Yeah, I think I did go Embiid.
I think you did.
Yeah. But I'm changing it now.
So who are you putting in there? Charles?
I can't go Chuck.
Nah.
I'm Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Now the other thing I got
to
tell you.
It might have to be Embiid.
Yeah, it's tough.
How long did Moses play here?
Four. 4 years.
Yeah, 4 years in Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, but he was Finals MVP.
I understand that.
And regular season MVP.
Wasn't
like the team was trash that he came and joined.
But he put them over the top. Dr. J was a choker before
Moses
got here.
Yeah, but it'd be like you wouldn't put Pete Rose on your Phillies Mount Rushmore.
Right.
Yeah, but they only have one title. I mean,
they have two titles.
Okay, well, one. Okay, I agree. Two titles. We tread carefully. I get it. One title that most people
can remember.
It's
a great example. You would not put Pete Rose on the Phillies.
No,
Mount
I'm
Rushmore.
Saying the Phillies have two.
No, I know, but I meant like the 83 team. Whatever. You guys all get the point.
No, we don't.
Keep it moving. Right. Head down. All keep it moving.
Okay. Yep. We got it. Do you have a notable finale, Tasty Cake, before we go?
Well, I wanted to say on the Friends thing,
yep.
Like, I'm a huge Friends. Beverly Hills 90210 and Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman fought me Friday night Sixers games.
Yep.
Fought me. I played in over 35 men's league at Bartram High School. Those shows bought me equity into what I wanted to do as long as I sat next to her and watched those shows.
Well,
so I'm all about Friends.
Let me ask you this about 90210. Were you a Dylan guy or were you a Brandon guy?
Brandon guy all the way.
All right.
And, you know, to go on and have 25,000 people listening to me say I'm a Brandon guy.
That's all right. We're all friends
here. I feel like
here.
I got my answer. And then I'm shocked that nobody said Mash. Mike?
MASH is a legendary one. Yeah. We were
thinking
Tasty Cake.
Show is still an hour and a half to go.
Yeah, listen. Yeah.
Gilligan's Island. He has MASH.
Gilligan's Island was better than MASH.
Yeah, but you never even watched MASH.
Yeah, no.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, no.
Let's see if I can get a rise out of
you. Who would be on that? Who would be that fourth sixer?
That it gets tough.
You think most people have Moses on the Mount Rushmore?
I think so.
Really?
Well, if they don't have Embiid,
oh,
they
no,
have
you
Moses.
Know what? I had Wilt.
No, you have Wilt. You have Dr. J. You have Iverson. That's where the fourth
that's
gets.
That's right. That's the three.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't believe I did that fourth one.
Yeah. Mochi. You're not going to put Mochi.
Nah,
on
I put
it.
Not Mochi. No. It would have to either be Moses, Embiid.
That's it.
Yeah.
You can't argue Charles over Embiid or Moses, I don't think.
No. I mean, Charles was here.
I like Charles.
Of course.
Charles had the same amount of seasons as Embiid, and Embiid won MVP, like, and Charles did.
You can't put, like, Tony above Moses.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think
Dolph
so.
Dolph Shays?
Yeah, so you got to forgive me. I wasn't here when they won it.
Yeah.
So the Moses thing doesn't hit me
doesn't
like
hit
it hits
you.
Everybody
yeah.
else.
Yep.
Like, yeah, yep. I just view Moses as, yeah, he came here and won a title.
Coming up next, Doug Peterson. Doug Peterson joins the WIP Afternoon Show. Talk to Doug about BG. Talk to Doug about winning the Super Bowl. Talk to Doug about what the hell Doug's up to right now that he's not coaching. That is coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.